A former Pentagon official is now running the Department of Veterans Affairs. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie was President Donald Trump's second choice to replace fired Secretary David Shulkin. Wilkie is in Florida this week touring VA medical centers and addressing veterans service organizations. He sat down with reporter Bobby O'Brien for our American Homefront project.
Let's just start with, I guess, the elephant in the room. There's a perception that politics have invaded the VA. Right. How are you addressing that?
Well, I've said it in several venues. I think there are two departments in the federal government that should be above any partisan bickering, and that is the Department of Defense and VA. Partisan politics shouldn't impact anything that a veteran experiences. That's my pledge.
It seemed like your comments here, in your comments to the Senate, there is one key action that you feel will really bring about remedies for a lot of the other ails of the VA. Talk to me about the electronic medical record system.
So let's start really quick with what we have now. We have an older computer system, but that's augmented by the traditional way of carrying around a record that began when the soldier was in the service many, many years ago. What this does is that it allows there to be a continuum of record keeping from the time that American enters the military processing center to the time that his life ends in the VA system, which means the record is whole. But the other thing that's revolutionary is it's interoperable. So it will allow that veteran who does get care outside of VA to have that doctor or that private pharmacy input their medical diagnoses and their prescriptions into the VA system so that VA, at the center of that veteran's care, has an entire picture. We are in the midst nationally of a terrible opioid crisis. What this gives VA ability to do is it will take a veteran's record, and if he has an opioid given to him by VA, but someone in the private sector gives him something else, the combination of those two streams of information will alert VA that that individual is now on a spectrum for trouble. And the same applies to mental health and alcohol abuse and things like that. And it brings together the Department of Defense, VA, and the private sector in a way that's never been done before.
How far away are you from enacting it?
Well, I think we're looking at several years. I would think we'll be between 5 and 10.
You've jumped in with both feet. You've already visited. There was a recent Inspector General's report for the D.C. VA.
Right.
And you've already been over there and visited them.
Yes, yes.
Trying to make the immediate impact. Where and what?
Well, I've discovered that most veterans will tell you that they don't have any complaints once they're in the system. You know, you go to the facilities in this state, and there are very few things in the private sector that can compete with Orlando, Palm Beach, Tampa. But it's getting them to that point. It's making sure that their first experience with VA is not an off-putting experience, that they're talking to people who understand where they've come from, that unique language of military service. So what does that mean? We have to train them better, but we have to pay them better.
Lawmakers, veterans, they're worried you're going to privatize, or President Trump will privatize the VA.
Well, first of all, that is a legislative impossibility. The only way VA is privatized if the board of directors on Capitol Hill say it will be privatized. But that doesn't mean that we cannot come up with a mix of VA and private care for our veterans. Omar Bradley's most famous VA administrator, in his day, right after World War II, 30% of the care was in the private sector.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I appreciate your time.
It's a great pleasure, and I thank you very much, too.
Can we check back with you in a year?
You may. I'm always happy to come back.
That was VA Secretary Robert Wilkie, who is speaking at the Jewish War Veterans Annual Convention today in Tampa.